5955.
Find your way to the phone and dial 888-553-7536. Why would you want to do that if you're new to the program? A couple of new stations this week, as often is the case. New people listening on a weekend like this. There are more people that are listening who are new because they're having different experiences. They may be visiting friends or traveling, and they're listening in the car. What an interesting program, people say. How compelling the information is, and how right on the calls are with the concerns, contemporary concerns about your health, discussed here every weekend for 2 hours. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert of the program. You hear him in his daily dose of important medical information, how it affects you every weekday on the Good Day program. So join us now with your questions about your health, well-being of somebody in your family or a friend. Somehow or other, you've come to the point of wondering about some medical question. Here's the place to get it answered, 888-553-7536, or at least addressed. Let's address Patty's problem from Pasadena. Patty, you're now on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Hi.
Hi. I'd like to know if Jigsaw acts like a laxative.
Jigsaw magnesium, one of the products that we talk about here, does it act as a laxative? That's a pretty, this is not a plant. A lot of people listen to Ken and I talking about these various products that we research, and magnesium from Jigsaw with SRT. It's a great question, actually, Ken.
Hi, Patty. Well, it certainly won't constipate you. Magnesium does act as a laxative. In fact, I'm sure you've heard of milk of magnesia.
Yes, yes.
And milk of magnesia is magnesium hydroxide, and it's often used as a laxative. So magnesium, yes, it does have natural laxative effects in it, and it might help you.
Magnesium hydroxide is the liquid form of magnesium, thus the name. So, Patty, what are your symptoms? Why are you asking the doctor that question?
Well, because I'm thinking about ordering the Jigsaw because, it sounds like it's a great product.
Yeah, but what do you have going on? It is a great product for all kinds of reasons. It reduces fatigue, helps you sleep better. Lessens stress. I take it every night before I go to sleep. Good for your regularity. So maybe that's what you're talking about. You've heard us say that?
Right. Yeah. I just know magnesium might be, you know.
It's very important. It's an important.
It's a nice natural way to help. And your whole body needs magnesium. We all need 500 milligrams a day of magnesium. And if we don't get it, we're going to have symptoms. And sounds like you might be, as most of us, benefited by having some magnesium.
I think so. Well, what foods usually have the most, or you just have to eat everything in general?
Well, a good healthy diet in general will get you your magnesium, and usually it's very hard, especially if you're on a diuretic. You are on a diuretic?
No, I'm not.
And eat a good healthy diet?
Mostly. It could be better.
Uh-huh.
There's a squishy endorsement of what she eats.
You know, the things that are very good in magnesium are fish, tuna, halibut, fruits, artichokes, bananas, and the grains like barley, buckwheat, oat bran, wheat flour, prune juice. Milk is a good source. Yogurt and almonds, Brazil nuts, cashew, pine nuts are also excellent sources of magnesium.
So yogurt is very good then?
There's some magnesium there, yes.
Yeah, but the most concentrated amount you'll get is in that Jigsaw magnesium product, which if you call and order it, you get a $5 off coupon because you are calling as a result of Ken and I telling you about it. You can go online to gooddaymag.com, but you probably want to call 888-364-5050, I'm guessing. That's easier for you, Patty, right?
Yes, it sounds wonderful.
All right. Well, there you go. Thank you for the call. Have a pleasant rest of the Thanksgiving weekend. 888-364-5050. Oftentimes, Ken and I will get calls from folks like you who are trying the products that we talk about, and they're honest about it, and we put people on the air. Sometimes people have a question. It may not be right for you under a certain circumstance. You have to pay attention to doses and all that sort of thing. But Jigsaw Magnesium, we have found, helps people in lots of different ways. You get leg cramps. That's my real do-wah-ditty. I have leg cramps because probably I don't I'm very physically active, and maybe I don't hydrate myself enough, Ken. And so that's why this is good for you, because if you have muscle cramps, if you go to bed, you're going to have terrible rest.
Absolutely.
Terrible.
Muscle cramps.
Yeah.
You need a lot of good fluid, and also you need to make sure that magnesium level. And the important thing about magnesium is many people get their blood checked, and they'll see that there's a good level. And magnesium is an odd mineral. You can have a normal blood level because the blood is the one that pulls the magnesium first, but your full body can be deplete, and you don't have enough magnesium, even if your blood level's normal. Especially people on diuretics, people who are not eating healthy diets, they're going to be the ones with low magnesium levels.
And again, not to be necessarily commercial about this, but there is a 100% money-back guarantee and a $5 off coupon. You can go online to gooddaymag.com or call, as I think the caller suggested she would do, because it's easier, 888-364-5050 for Jigsaw Magnesium. Which brings me around to one of the studies, some of the good news this week. We always are interested in the good medical news. Eating and because we eat so much orange at this time of year, yams and sweet potatoes and carrots and melon, but those are the sorts of things that the study from the Archives of Internal Medicine this week can suggest may really, really prolong your life.
Absolutely. Eating foods rich in antioxidants, Doug, like vegetables and fruits, they fight disease and may prolong life. In this study, the people with the highest levels of the antioxidant alpha-carotene in their blood had a 39% lower risk of death from any cause, including heart disease and cancer, than those who had the lowest level of the antioxidant during this 14-year study.
The word to the wise is sufficient, I guess you might say. Yeah, pumpkin, another thing. I had some pumpkin and yam mixed together this week, plus the fact that pumpkin, according to one of the researchers on my program, has nothing to do with medicine, but everything to do with love and romance.
Very
is
sexy food.
You were listening. Yeah, pumpkin is very sexy for whatever the reason. It's viewed as a sexy food, so all the more reason to eat orange, right?
Absolutely.
888-553-7536. More calls coming up. A lady has dizzy spells. We'll find out what her story is and how to help her with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. This is Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
You've seen Armando Montelongo make big profits in real estate on A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. But what you don't see is the behind-the-scenes, step-by-step of how the deals actually happen. See why real estate is much more profitable today than ever before.
Hi, this is Armando Montelongo. Right now, we're entering into the greatest real estate market of our lifetime. America is on sale, and I'll show you how to take advantage of the current foreclosure market so that you can make huge profits. You don't need to be a handyman, and you don't have to have a lot of money to get started.
Call now to receive his free DVD. Plus, act now and you'll also get 30 days of unlimited free access to Armando's foreclosure research tool. It's where the best deals are found nationwide. But you must act now.
Call now. Just pay a small shipping fee and get your free in-depth DVD. Plus 30 days of unlimited free access to Armando's foreclosure research tool.
Call 888-227-1346. That's 888-227-1346. Call 888-227-1346.
How to spend your medical dollars wisely, part of what we deal with here on the Good Day Weekend program whenever Dr. Ken is around. So sometimes people who are self-insuring or paying for things, they just want to make sure they have the best bargain. They want to know what the best product is, the best drug, the best treatment. Please feel free to ask Dr. Ken any or all of those questions, too, at 888-553-7536. Here's Kenita, who is in Moberly, Missouri. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. I'm glad to meet you.
Hi, Kenita.
I'm 51 years old.
Yes.
And about, I don't know, 6 to 8 months ago, I started having dizzy spells where, you know, if I sat down on the couch or I stood up, any kind of movement would make me dizzy. And then it got worse one day where I was just continually dizzy. So I went through the emergency room.
Yes.
And they treated me for dehydration. They did a scan of my brain and EKG, X-ray of my chest. And then they gave me some Valium because my blood pressure was very high to get me calmed down. But I'm still having the same thing.
Okay. Well, you need a good detective. You need somebody to figure out what's causing this. And first of all, you gave me something to bite into is your blood pressure, because high blood pressure can make you very dizzy. And the question is, what's the chicken, what's the egg? Are you doing home monitoring of your blood pressure now to see whether
I am on blood pressure medicine. I have been for a couple of years.
Okay. Are you under good control?
Yes.
So then that blood pressure was just a reaction to you being under stress. It wasn't
right.
The culprit here.
Right. That's what they told me.
Kenita, work with me. So since you've been home after going to the emergency room, you've checked your blood pressure at home?
Yes.
And it's okay. What kind of numbers are you getting?
Like a 120 over 82.
Good. So you know that's not the cause. And that's what you need. You need to be patient to go through with a good detective and untangle all the different causes, because there's a laundry list of reasons why you have this dizzy spell symptom. You know, this is such a common reason why people come to the doctor's office. Sometimes it drives physicians crazy because it's hard to figure it out, and it drives the patient even more crazy. But often we do come up with a cause. Does the room actually spin, Kenita? This is true vertigo, or do you just feel lightheaded and dizzy?
No, it spins. I have to close my eyes to regroup.
Okay, so the room is spinning around. Then you have true vertigo. And there's a lot of reasons why you can have that. Meniere's disease is a common cause of that. It's excessive buildup of fluid in your inner ear. There's something called benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. You just have these brief, intense episodes where the room is spinning, and there is medication for that. Do you get headaches with this?
Not with it. I take acetaminophen daily.
Okay.
I do have, yeah.
Well, hopefully they've excluded the thing that we really get concerned about as physicians when patients have this with the CT scan. That's an acoustic neuroma. And I guess they figured out that you didn't have any serious problem like a stroke, bleeding in the brain. I hope they told you that.
They didn't tell me that. They just told me the scan was clear.
Do you have any other symptoms like double vision, slurred speech, facial weakness or numbness in the limbs or coordination issues or severe balance problems?
Balance problems, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, your next step is you need to get to a neurologist, a brain doctor. It sounds to me probably like this is benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, which can be treated with antivert medication. But you do have a little bit more symptoms, and that's why it's time to get to the neurologist. Do you have a good medical doctor, internist, or family doctor?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And I guess they're not helping you?
Actually, I've lost my insurance. I've lost my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had insurance for quite some time, so I've been going through a health department.
All right. Well, ask the health department if they have a neurologist that they can refer you to.
There you go. Boy, that's a good call. We've had a couple of calls about vertigo, and I think that applies, that advice there applies to others who may be wondering about the same thing. To 21 After on the Good Day Weekend program.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next-day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
This heart of stone, oh no, no, this heart of stone. What's different about
Dr. Ken Cronhouse, we're here for you really on this Thanksgiving weekend holiday. If you want to answer any of your questions about health from head to toe, I'm a trained internist, trained cardiologist, spokesperson for the American Heart Association, and I've been in medicine over 30 years. A few things I have yet to see, and I'd like to help you get to the next step. You have questions, you have any symptoms, signs, or symptoms that have been undiagnosed. If you're looking for new treatments, as your doctor giving you some suggestions and you're looking for alternatives, I'm what's called a blended physician. I take the best, the evidence from both worlds, the traditional, the alternative world, and I'll give you answers in easy-to-understand language to all your health care questions. Get out that pen and paper, write this down. It's toll-free from anywhere in the country. You ready? 1-888-553-7536. 1-888-55, like the speed limit, 55, Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N.
One of the things that has come forth, and I was just thinking of this the other day, and now I'm reminded of it again because you just said it, and it wasn't necessarily geared toward you or aimed at you, but somebody said to me, the reason that doctors want to fall back on medical testing and scientific data is because they don't want to be liable for suits. You can say, if you give somebody a treatment, look, the FDA said it was okay, or look, this peer review said that was swell, or look, that's what other doctors have said.
But is that really surprising?
Not in this legal age.
That is not surprising, because that's a fact, because in today's world, most people who are unhappy, who don't get the result they want, are running to the lawyer. And then you talk to the doctors who've been through these things. It's pain and misery and agony. And the only way to keep yourself in arm's way from this is to go by the guidelines. And if you practice evidence-based medicine, if you practice what the FDA says, then that's your first line of defense. Because medicine is an art. It's imperfect. There is some science, and there are treatment failures. And there are times when people are not going to get better no matter what we do. And also, no matter what you do in medicine, there are complications.
any doctor who says they've never had a complication, they haven't done it enough. Anything we do in medicine has a complication rate. So what you've described, Doug, is, you know, doctors are practical people also. If they don't follow the guidelines, if they don't follow what the research shows, if they don't follow what the FDA shows, and they do have an adverse effect, there's no defense. They could lose their whole practice and everything. So this is where medicine has evolved to, and this is the reality.
Yeah. But you know how sad it is to hear that? What you're saying is, once again, the government and its operatives are keeping you in line, in step, in tow, without going off. They want to close down the FDA. My God, I wouldn't listen to anything the damned FDA said. There's a whole thing we'll get to in the next half hour. They're back on track again, trying to scare everybody about this Senate Bill 510, which has been voted down not once, not twice, but three times already. Now they're running it back up the flagpole again. And every time, just before it comes up for discussion or a debate or a vote, the FDA releases yet one more study. They rehash the one most outrageous example this week, because the vote didn't take place this week. It was supposed to take place on Monday. So on Wednesday, they release a study that supposedly shows how unhealthy raw milk is. The FDA is death against raw milk, when in fact what comes out of it is absolutely complete, not partial, complete fabrication. And we'll talk about that in the next half hour. This is not, and because people say, well, you're not objective because you're a dairy farmer and you sell raw milk. I want people to know what the facts are. And why I asked Ken to say what he just did, we don't rehearse this. We just say, okay, what's on our mind? And that's what is great about all of this. But Ken's telling you that the government's keeping him in line, and that's why he goes by the evidence. He knows that there are a lot of things going on that he could do or he could try or that probably would help. But in the case of something going awry, slim chance, he's not going to take the chance, because somebody will come to him and try to close him down, like the FDA, or somebody will sue him for malpractice.
Or Medicare will kick me out.
Right. So we have no, this is not brain surgery here, folks. 888-553-7536 is Good Day Weekend. Good Day Health continues.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as a Luden's I grew up on. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
1932. Welcome to the weekend.
The weekend continues with lots of great information. Please stay with us. Next half hour, we'll see more unveiling, uncovering of important medical information, things that will influence perhaps your medical decisions. And part of that comes from listening to what other folks have as a problem. We've had a number of calls today, this week, this month, about Meniere's disease and vertigo and instability in the inner ear and people having those problems. And it happens that sometimes we get going early in the program with an idea, a thread, a thought, and then it becomes people hear it and say, oh, wow, yeah, I've got a problem like that. I'll call. And so it snowballs and get a lot of information about the same thing, which hopefully is helpful as well. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We just were talking for a moment about the FDA, about this whole philosophy about how to keep people in line. We don't have as free a country as we all would like. Most of us just don't appreciate or understand anymore what real freedom is. And I say that not as a pejorative. It's just that every day you wake up, there's more government, there's more stuff in your face, there's more control, fewer decisions can be made. Somebody says, this is what's good for you, and if you don't like it, you know, we know what's good for you. We know what's best for you. And an example of that is the health benefit or lack thereof that comes from discussions about using raw milk. And raw milk, which was the staple before pasteurization was used in the late 1800s, early 1900s, when it began to be successfully used. The reason it was necessary is because the way most everybody had a family cow or two or three, and they get the milk out of the cow. Well, some people allowed their cows to live in unhealthful conditions, and the udders were covered with manure, and the manure creates bacteria and gets up into the stem, into the teat of the cow, into the bag, if you will, the udder, and creates an unhealthy environment, and E. coli develops, and people drink that milk, and they get sick. And so pasteurization got rid of that, and Esterization, pretty simple, basically just boiling the milk, in essence. And so over the years, that became the standard. But yet, people who grew up on farms, people who still live on farms, were drinking raw milk. And the benefits of it were astoundingly obvious. And so as things changed through the years and we went through our corporate development from the small dairy farmer to the medium-sized dairy farmer to the big agribusinesses that now control the fluid milk supply, one company, for heaven's sakes, Ken, controls 80% of the fluid milk supply in this country. They bought up all of the local producers and they keep the name, but they haul in milk from all over the place, and they don't want people drinking raw milk, not because they worry about it being bad for them, but because it's a competing factor. The whole locavore movement, the thing that you found out this week, the fruits and vegetables and the locally grown produce, which is so much better for you because you can go see, much as anything else, where the stuff comes from. Well, this is all part of this conspiracy on the part of the government. The FDA is controlled by the big drug companies, by big ag, big pharma, big everything. If you look at the senators, there's a list out this week that was produced by one of the farm organizations of how much money candidates running for re-election this past year got from the various big operatives, the Monsantos of the world, the ConAgras of the world, the big conglomerates that are interested in controlling the food supply. They're the people who are trying to get the Senate Bill 510 passed. It's coming up for a vote on Monday. There's a lot of information around, and every time it comes up for the whole business about the egg scare and the last salmonella outbreak all happened curiously on a day or a week before the vote was scheduled, and it still didn't carry the day because there were problems with the bill. And this current bill has tremendous problems affecting you if you're interested in buying local and eating good, nourishing, locally produced food and milk in my case. I have been under scrutiny and use standards that are far better than anybody else who is selling raw milk to be pasteurized. There are two kinds of raw milk, one of them produced to be pasteurized and one of them produced to be sold as raw milk. There are two distinctly different standards. And so when the so obvious punch here from the FDA, they still haven't got enough votes for this thing to pass on Monday. So now over the weekend, they've released a study that is, in essence, 2 years old. It's already been up and down the flagpole four times. The story about four kids getting sick in Connecticut from drinking raw milk and how it costs the medical world $400,000 to take care of these people. This is such a GD lie, and this is the kind of stuff that Ken was talking about a few minutes ago. This is not true. What happened in the instance that you will read about if you haven't read it already?
It's going to be in everyone's paper.
Everybody's paper, because this is the last-ditch effort. We're going to scare the hell out of everybody one more time to see if we can't get this bill passed. What the event that is talked about in this article refers to, a group of Boy Scouts were taking a tour around a farm, a dairy farm, and they went into the milk room, they picked up a ladle, and they stuck the ladle into the tank where the raw milk was, they drank it, and they got sick. First of all, the ladle was filthy. Secondly, the milk was not being produced to be sold as raw milk. The standards are four times more stringent. I can tell you, because I sold milk most of my life when I've had cows, to be pasteurized. And so the somatic cell count, the E. coli count, the allowable numbers that are there because you do get pasteurized are higher. And I wouldn't drink that stuff. Well, I shouldn't do that because I have. But I wouldn't recommend it because it's not what it's being produced for. The farmer who is in business to sell you raw milk standards, in my case, are four times better. We have zero E. coli. We used to have 10, 12, 14 counts when we were selling it to the pasteurizer. But now we've got it down to pretty much zero or one. That's amazing. And the pathogens are close to zero. That's amazing. The somatic cell count is in like the 80, 90,000 range, whereas most people who ship it to be pasteurized, 750,000 somatic cell count per milliliter. So you have all of these things made me produce basically the best milk in Massachusetts, and I'm very comfortable. And so is the insurance company and everybody else who's involved with me, the state, the locals, because I post the results of the tests every week in the store where I sell the milk.
Doug, how do you respond to this article? They say in this article that's, you know, it appeared in our paper also, they say that even in this study where the E. coli counts were low, due to the closeness, the proximity of the cow's anus and the cow's udder, no matter what you do, there's going to be a problem. How do you respond to that?
The cows can be cleaned and kept clean. That is the most specious, ridiculous argument. What are you going to do, redesign the cow and move the udder up underneath its throat? I mean, that's asinine. The fact that the excrement that comes out of the cow is close to the udder is only a problem if the farmer doesn't know what the hell he's doing. If the farmer can't keep the cow clean and produce good milk, he doesn't deserve to be supported. He doesn't deserve to be in business. But it is the way, I suppose you could say, nature intended it. I mean, if you believe in a God or you believe in an ultimate intelligence and you believe that things are designed not by accident but by some thoughtful process, now why is the udder there? I mean, that's probably not the scientific approach to the answer. The scientific approach to the answer is you keep the animals clean. You keep the bedding where they sleep or rest clean. You keep their environment clean. You don't have a 5,000-cow dairy. You know, you heard the stories about the chicken farmer out in, where was it, Iowa, Missouri, when they had the last egg scare. For God's sakes, he had mountains of manure piled inside and all around the buildings, rats everywhere. It was an ungodly, unsightly, horrible mess. Many of you who've driven across Arizona, New Mexico, parts of Texas and Southern California, where they have these mega farms, 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 cows on a 40-acre plot. They can't walk anywhere. They just go from the feedlot to the milking parlor back and forth. The manure is piled, and when you drive by it, it stinks. It doesn't smell like the manure that comes out of my cows. Not that I'm suggesting everybody would think that the manure is wonderful, but the smell that comes out of the cows is better depending on what they eat.
Are you required to take out liability insurance if you sell raw milk?
Yes, and I have. And it was no problem. As a matter of fact, we went to a company that specializes in handling dairy in Maine, and the actual cost of it is pennies, is nothing. It doesn't cost anything because they know. They inspected my place. They know what I'm doing. They know that what I'm doing makes sense, so they're supporting it in the sense they understand how wrong all this other information is. Why would they give me a policy that costs next to nothing if they thought I was going to get sued for doing a lousy job?
It's a good question.
Yet the FDA is trying to intimidate the insurance companies to not giving insurance to guys like me because the FDA, I mean, these people, when they cite the risks and how much it costs, you idiots, how much does it cost to treat people who are suffering from emphysema and lung cancer and who are drinking alcohol and all kinds of other things? How much did it cost the health insurance or the health care system to take care of people who have taken drugs that the FDA has approved last year? How many millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars have been paid out because you didn't do your job? Am I wrong or right, Ken? Am I on the right page or not?
It's really hard to figure out the priorities, but you did earlier. You know, you just follow the money.
Yeah. So anyway, that's if you see this in your newspaper,
you will.
this is just so much BS. It is incredible that your money as a taxpayer can be used against you in so many ways. And there's a movement afoot, and it's a large one. That's where the Tea Party sort of comes in. I'm not a big fan of some of the things the Tea Party has to stand for, but one of them is less government and less involvement and letting people make their own. When you start taking away people's food choices, and that's what's going on, then there's a revolution. And people, when they find out about what Senate 510 is all about, there's a tester, the senator named Tester, who's added an amendment which excludes the small family farmers, the small butchers, the small bakers, all who would be, if the bill were passed the way it was written, required to put in about $140,000 worth of equipment and keep records that they couldn't ever possibly keep. It's like the provision of the health care bill to require everybody you do business with that you pay more than $600 to get a 1099 form, they'll put everybody out of business. It's the same stuff. And so Harkin from Iowa, who's a big pusher of this, so you look who gives him hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions, you understand his support for it. He says, you know what, there are a lot of flaws to the bill. We'll pass it and then fix it later. Right. After how many more farmers go out of business? These are idiotic statements made by these people. All right, so I've been on my toot, but I hope people listen because I mean it in earnest. I'm a great believer in the American system, and that's one of the reasons I asked Ken the question. He's not really following his heart. He's following his head. When he tells you that he is supporting information that comes from sources that he can go back to and say, well, this is what these people said. They back up what I've been doing by their studies and their research, and we all know that science disproves itself every day of the week.
Well, you need... It's not a perfect system, Doug, but it's better than quackery where you fall
yes.
back on nothing and intuition.
Yep. No question.
But it is an imperfect system.
But I am resentful of people who call some of the folks who are homeopaths and I don't want to say new age practitioners, but people who come up with different ideas that may not be sanctioned by the establishment. And after all, the establishment in medicine is the same as it is in government. It's built on supporting the good old boys and the network.
It is.
Of course it is.
You have to have the right ilk about you.
Right, yeah.
And the right pedigree.
Right. Otherwise, you don't get into the club.
There is a lot to that, but
yeah.
You then go out on your own, you start doing your own, and you set up your own clubs.
Yeah. Well, this is a very dangerous situation for those who want to have choices in food. We keep talking about how you may prolong your life by eating good foods, but you got to have access to them. You sure as hell aren't going to be prolonging your life with stuff that is every day imported from China and Vietnam and places like that where stuff is cheap, but you might as well be eating manure as to eat that stuff.
I was curious why this story resurfaced, and I think you've given a very interesting spin on why this, again, is in front page on the news.
Yeah. All right, so food for thought, if you will. Pardon the pun. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, back to your calls in a moment here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
And now for the bonus round. Old wives have tails. What do old husbands have?
Oh, back pain.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest...
A souffle rises in the city.
Correct. What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
Oh, instantly through Wii.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
Did you know that over time, high cholesterol can contribute to plaque buildup in arteries? But when diet and exercise alone aren't enough, adding prescription Crestor rosuvastatin calcium helps manage cholesterol in adults. And Crestor is proven to slow plaque buildup in arteries as part of a treatment plan to lower cholesterol to goal.
And now there's another great reason to learn about Crestor. It has the lowest average monthly copay of any brand name statin on most insurance plans. Individual costs may vary. Crestor is not right for everyone, like people with liver disease or women who are nursing, pregnant, or may become pregnant. Simple blood tests will check for liver problems. Tell your doctor about other medicines you are taking, or if you have muscle pain or weakness. That could be a sign of serious side effects.
See our ad in Golf Magazine. Call 1-800-CRESTOR or visit Crestor.com, where you can also get a free trial offer. Then talk to your doctor about Crestor. If you can't afford your medication, AstraZeneca may be able to help.
With 14 million U.S. children living in poverty and unemployment still at all-time highs, many children face a Christmas morning of disappointment. For the third straight year, this struggling economy continues to put financial and emotional strain on families, leaving many without the resources to deliver the magic of the holidays. Since 1947, U.S. Marine Corps Reserve units have conducted Toys for Tots campaigns in communities nationwide to bring the joy of Christmas to less fortunate children. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
It's easy to spread the joy of the season to less fortunate children with a donation to Toys for Tots. You can donate new, unwrapped toys at any Toys R Us or Babies R Us store now through December 5th, while cash donations are accepted at registers through Christmas Eve.
For more information, visit www.toysfortots.org.
By the way, the way you fight, if you're listening to us talking about this Senate Bill 510, you call your senator's office in your state and the offices they have in Washington, send them an email, send them a fax. These things do count. They do listen. They do then ask questions if they're worth their salt at all. If they aren't, then you need to vote them out next time around. But a lot of people are listening to this discussion because they don't understand, if they aren't from the agrarian section, why it is that so much attention. I mean, it does make, how do you fight, how do you vote against food safety? You don't vote against, then that's how these idiots are positioning it. You're not voting against food safety. You're voting for food choice and sensible conditions. 51 after on the Good Day Weekend program.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Five five three seventy-five thirty-six. Just one more anecdotal note. Ken and I were just talking during the break about what's going on behind the scenes, the maneuvering. If you've never really understood how the sausage was made, you like sausage, but you don't like when you look at how it's made, the behind-the-scenes wranglings here on this bill, the business of Senate 510 and the food, the, what are they called, the Food Safety Enhancement Act or something like that, the push from the big agribusinesses to make sure the fighting going on, and these are just little organizations, the Farmer Legal Defense Fund and this Farm Bureau organizations, not, they have nothing compared to the kind of dough that ConAgra puts into campaigns, the kind of dough that ADM puts into Cargill, all these big agribusinesses. They have nothing. And so the fact that this thing has been slowed down to a crawl and actually stopped three times is a testament to the local small groups. It does show you that there's still, even though the system is as sick as it is, you can talk about whether it works or not, at least you can have enough noise being made that is how people individually feel when they find out they won't be able to plant their gardens without some government textbook that says how you can plant a garden. I mean, this is how far this bill goes. And so when people find this out, but it's been so poorly covered on the, you know, the sort of balanced side by the news media, it's all been these spectacular stories. Beware E. coli when drinking raw milk. You'll die. Nonsense. That's a bold-faced lie. And yet they get away with it because they go to press every day. And so around and around it goes. So back to hopefully connecting with, I mean, this is America at its best and its worst. America can really influence this thing as much as the big money has pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed to get this passed. It has been stopped by the little voice of the so-called little people. And that's why there's hope perhaps that, I mean, you do need to have, you got to address food safety issues. But the problem doesn't come from the small farmer. It comes from the big agribusinesses that are the in-your-face, this egg-producing guy and the people that do the spinach and the cabbage, anything in a plastic bag, don't touch it with a 10-foot pole. That's
all
maybe
right.
All right, let's go. Here's Ron in Bakersfield, California. Thanks for waiting, Ron. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hey, Ken. How you doing?
Just fine. Hi, Ron. How are you?
Pretty good. This is my first time on the air, so I just thought I'd make it quick. One thing, just a note, best milk I ever had was milk I squeezed myself. I'll tell you, it's richer than anything you could believe.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Yep.
Over the past several years, I've been fighting pericarditis. I got I picked up a virus about 16 years ago and almost died from it. And about 4 years ago, or actually in 2008, doctors decided that I needed to have heart surgery and remove the pericardium. Because it had thickened to 6 millimeters and had fluid around it.
Yes.
So they went in and did that. Well, about 6-8 months later, after I was feeling pretty good, and I was able to walk 5 miles a day, which I wasn't able to walk up a flight of stairs before.
Ron, where are we going? We're running out of time.
All right. The question is I've been getting fluid on my lungs. And it's also in the lining. It's not on the inside. They're draining this, but they haven't given me a reason as to why I'm getting it.
Okay. Fluid, you can have fluid around the heart. The heart sits in a sac, the pericardium, and it sounds like you had that problem from a virus. Ron, the lungs also are in a wrapping, and you can have fluid outside that. We call this a pleural effusion. This can be due to heart failure. It can be due to an infection, cancer. Have they gotten a sample of the fluid to run some diagnoses on it? Usually we get some fluid, and we can look at it. We can culture it. We can look at it for cells to see if there's cancer in it. Have they done any of these tests?
Yes, and everything's come up negative. They say that the fluid is normal. First time they did the right lung, and then about 2 weeks ago, they decided because I wasn't breathing well, they went back in and found that the left lung now had fluid around it, and they had to drain that off, and they just go in through my back.
Okay, Ron, we're running out of time. You ask the doctor whether it's a transudate or an exudate. There's two different types of fluid. And email me, drkenshow.com is my website, or call us back. But we're really running out of time, and it's a complicated question.
All right, so all of you who are online, the lesson here is call earlier in the program. Please remember that for our visit next week. It started 2 hours before you did today, and you'll be in fine shape. Dr. Ken Kronos, medical expert on the Good Day Weekend program at 59.